Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to everyone around our beautiful planet. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program, Channel Panel. Today is Sunday, July 20th, 2014. And today's show is our healing call and our training for ascension with Sananda. This is your co-host, Meg Davis, calling in from the Atlanta area in Georgia. And based on the beautiful message we just received from Saint Germain, I believe our host Catherine is calling in from her cabin in the Canadian woods. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Meg. Yes, I am. I'm sitting next to a lake, which is a ways from my house, because this is the only place there's a cell tower in the area. So you may hear a little traffic every once in a while go by, but I have a nice view through the trees of this big lake called Parc des Plages. Yes, Jay is with me.
Hello, Jay.
And we've been here since late Friday night, and it is just beautiful. The weather's been great. The lake is such a treat. I would like to just describe the place that was the inspiration for that message from Saint Germain. It's a small lake by, you know, most standards, 2.5 miles long or so, and about 0.5 mile wide. It's a glacier lake. So it's as if it was just scooped out in a place that created a valley. The lake is very deep and very clean. And we drink the water even out of the lake because it's what they call a source lake. It's fed by springs. And there are no rivers that run into it. There's no, there's a river that runs out of it. But it's very isolated. There's never been any industry in it or near it. We have a lovely homeowners association, so we decided a few years ago that we would eliminate all motor boats. So they phased them out, and now we have not a sound around the lake. When I arrived yesterday, I went swimming. I was the only one in the lake. It was just so beautiful, and it's so quiet, and people are so respectful of nature there. There are very strict rules about how close to the water you can cut a tree and so on. Canada's gotten very good about that in recent years. So the lake is completely protected, and it feels like it, you know? You can just tell the people who come there know it's special, and they treat it as such. And when you swim, one of my friends down the lake once said, oh, yes, the water is magical. They come from Florida to come here. She said, the water is just magic. It feels like silk when you swim in it. And it does. It feels like silk. So this is where I am now. I'm happy to be here for a few days. Gabriella is holding the fort at home. Gabriella and Noev, I send them my love because I know they're listening. Until we have the immigration papers worked out, Gabriella couldn't come across the border, so I had to come by myself. But we are, one of the reasons I came was to collect some of our tents, because we're going to be doing a retreat in High Falls at my little farmhouse in High Falls, where I have some property, and we're going to put tents out around in the woods and on the grass. So that'll be fun. And that's going to be the first, I think it's the 2nd of August to the 9th. So we have limited space. So anybody who wants to come should probably sign up pretty quickly, because it'll fill up fast. And it's going to be a lot of fun. This one we're going to do for a whole week. So it's training for ascension and visual centering, training for people who are really serious about learning the techniques and changing their lives. So that's the announcement for now. I have been told that I will be given a message every day until the RV. So please, folks, raise your vibration.
Do the meditations. Take 10
work
minutes
hard,
to do the grid
you?
Work. Free Catherine, although it's not true
take
terrible
time.
To be connecting these beautiful messages, but I know they take a long time to do.
I do enjoy it. I tremendously. I love doing the messages. And each one in recent days, they have just been amazing. They keep upping the level of challenge in each one. Each one is designed to help people really raise their vibration, clear away all the old stuff, look at all the things you haven't looked at before, and assess everything about yourself. Now, I know from having been in therapy for endless numbers of years that it's hard. I know that there, you know, with the judgmental culture we're raised in, it's very hard to be objective about yourself. But that's the goal, is to be completely objective, completely open to looking at what your thoughts are, what your behavior is, what your feelings are, without being judgmental about it, without deciding it's good or bad. It just is. And when you can get the hang of that, you can change anything. So I like to call it, I think of it as looking at yourself and observing exactly what you do and what you feel, and being completely open about it. And even if it's something you don't like, you can change it. And don't take it personally. Now, that's ironic to think that you could not take it personally when it's your thought, your feeling. But it's true, you can. You can decide you're just not going to take it personally, because all this stuff that's circling around in our heads was really just stuff that was taught to us. So most of it wasn't even our own idea to begin with. So why hold on to it? Better to have a judgment-free, opinion-free base to start from. So when you really cleared, when you've really cleared away everything, you will find you really don't have opinions about things. You may have feelings, you have thoughts, but not opinions. And so therefore there's nothing you have to protect. There's nothing you have to defend. So if someone disagrees with you, that's okay. You can talk about how you feel. They can decide they don't want to listen to you, or they can give you credit for being clear and honest. Either way, you'll get a sense of who the person is. And that way you can proceed to change whatever you want to change. And it's not a big deal. It's just what we do. Evolution. You know, you're evolving constantly, you're learning constantly. Why wouldn't your ideas change in a perfect, you know, if we'd all been raised perfectly, we would be in constant flow. We would be ready to learn something new every day. And then your base of knowledge changes and your ideas change. So that's the goal, to be completely open to new information, no matter what it is. We don't have to believe it. We don't have to accept it. But we want to be completely open to all new information, no matter where it comes from, no matter who's giving it to us. If it's interesting, we'll listen to it. We'll look at it and assess it. So that's the goal. And the approach to reading these messages and to using what's there. And if you use it well, you'll find it takes real concentration. It takes real determination to stick with what they're providing for us and to do the practices that they're presenting. So good luck, everyone. I wanted to give reassurance that these messages are not just to be read. They're to be absorbed and studied. And if you do that and take it really to heart, you're going to find your energy is just going to be rising like every day. And it's fun. It's really fun to see yourself growing. It gives you such a good feeling of satisfaction and fulfillment to know that you can turn on a dime, change your mind about something. You know, if you don't like it over here, you go over there. It's really fulfilling to be able to do that. And I think that's what we're all going to be asked to do, because things are going to get a little strange, I have a feeling. You know, we can't possibly imagine what will happen just with the RV. We don't know how many people are going to be creating new programs, making things better, giving away, not just giving away money, but creating goodwill, creating something new every day. So things are going to change, and we need to be changing with it. So that's my little pep talk. I hope everyone's enjoying the messages. And I hope that you will raise your vibration quickly so that we can have the RV.
Well, we practiced Saint Germain's Cloak of Divinity this morning. And we have a meditation group that we do on Sunday morning. And I brought in a bunch of cloaks from around the house, scarves and beautiful tapestries and blankets. And we all practiced cloaking each other in divinity. It was very fun. And it's one thing to, you know, it gave me a new understanding of, you know, some people use prayer shawls and some people drape something around themselves when they meditate. And I had a new sweet understanding from Saint Germain about that. There's sort of a we see ourselves a little bit differently when we choose to sit down and go inner. And there's a reveling in something, and he sort of named it. So I now am going to see these scarves I wear and the shawls when I meditate as my cloak of divinity. It was lovely. So we are, and I'm finding the last week I've had the best conversations with people at work, with people online, with my own self about these messages. And it's such good practice when we can talk about it, because there's another level of understanding when we try to share the information, sort of like you never mm-hmm. become the expert until you try to teach it. So a woman at work was having trouble with a coworker, and we were talking through it. And I said, what would it be like to only use the words that if anyone heard us, they would feel uplifted, meaning no word we would choose to share with one person that another person couldn't hear. And in the conversation, I said something that if this person heard it, they would get hurt. And I went, oh, see there? See how easy that is? In the conversation where we're talking about raising our vibration, I caught myself with a lower vibrational statement. I went, okay, thank you for showing me. Let's cancel that out, and let's get at the root of what that was and clear it and move on. And it's like a mirror gets turned on, and there's no judgment, just like you said. There's no judgment. I didn't, mm-hmm. you know, whip myself and say, how could I have done that? And no, oh, thank you. 2 + 2 = 4, not 5. Let's move on. And it was helpful. So
that's a
fun.
Wonderful example. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. And the prayer, the cloak of divinity, I love that idea of having a scarf or of cloaking each other in divinity. That's wonderful.
That was, now yeah, Saint Germain was very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that message. I love taking it, and I love posting it. I know people will feel the depth of love for nature. It's easy to feel here. There's something very special about this lake where I come. I was guided to come here years ago, and I have always had this feeling about it. It just goes to my heart. I can almost taste it. It's so delicious being here. It's just a complete sensory delight. On my way out, I was thinking this, and I was, as I drove up the driveway, I stopped to pick raspberries for my lunch.
My
the
goodness.
Wild raspberries that are so intense, you know. There aren't many of them, but oh, the flavor is just amazing. So everything about the place is just a sensory pleasure. And nature speaks to us here. I mentioned, Saint Germain mentioned in the message that we wrote, The Hawk and the Hummingbird, one year when I was here, and it was inspired by that feeling. Everywhere around me, the animals and the birds were just coming forward to make contact. It was just remarkable. So it's always that way. And I know everyone can find that place themselves, can find that experience. You don't need a huge park. You just need a little patch of grass or a tree, and you can find your own little heavenly experience. So I just spoke with Sananda. He's here and ready to proceed. So do we have any other announcements, Meg?
I think I'll just do a quick, if there are any new listeners, I'll just let them know your website and the Facebook page, and that'll be fine. Catherine's website, where you can find the current messages and Sananda's new scriptures, and other messages from Mother, Father, God is whoneedslight.org, whoneedslight.org. You can also read more about her visual centering practice, which I've personally taken advantage of 3 or 4 times and completely changed my life in the most wonderful way. And also order her book, Who Needs Light, which Mother God calls the Manual for Ascension. Very different from her channeled messages, and took over 25 years to write. And to follow her current messages, we have a Facebook page called Healing for Ascension Tour. And you can also interact more one-on-one with each other on the Facebook page Healing for Ascension Tour Group, which allows us to get to know each other more personally and interact with the messages and share our experiences about our own ascension path. And I have a Facebook page called Wisdom Within - Meg Davis. I do acupuncture and nutrition and alternative medicine. And if there is anybody that needs some information about their own healing path, they're more than happy to contact me there, and I can give them some support with the physical journey. All right, Catherine, thank you. I think that catches everybody
thank
up.
Thank you, Meg. Mm-hmm. And anyone who, I mean, I think it's just wonderful that you've offered your expertise to people who want to contact you. And I assure you, everybody, that you will get such a sense of Meg's expertise and her wide knowledge. She's there to help. So I really recommend if you are in a quandary and are trying to approach a healing problem, by all means consult with her. Also, I wanted to add, we're going to be revamping the website, but haven't yet done so. So our dear friend Don is posting the messages for us, and the current messages are under current messages. So the latest one on the website will always be there. But if you want to get the messages the minute they come out, go to the website and sign in and put your name on the email list, and you'll get it the minute it comes out. And that way you can be sure you won't miss it, because sometimes they're once a week, sometimes they're every day. So that way you won't have a backlog of messages to read, because they seem to be coming thick and fast these days.
Yes.
So today's message from Sananda is one of those messages, and Kier has been transcribing them for us, the radio shows. I know that she said last time she had a little trouble and was cut off about halfway through. So if anyone else has had a problem like that, please contact us. Go to the Facebook page and let us know if you've had any problem with Blog Talk Radio, with being dropped off or not being able to get on, and there's always somebody there who can help. Okay, so let's see what Sananda has to say. And
very
good. Excuse the barking dog, folks. Sorry about that. Unfortunately, the place where I parked happens to have dogs.
We'll ask for some heat, calming energy from up above.
Yeah, but each time people walk by or there's a car, the dogs bark. So it's life.
That's nature, yeah.
All right. We'll just go on and not worry about barking dogs and such things. All right,
Catherine.
I will just lean back and let Sananda come through and see what he has today.
All right, I'll just give you a moment of transition to take a few deep breaths and connect with our beloved Sananda, and we look forward to his message with us today. Welcome, Sananda.
Greetings, dear Meg. Welcome, everyone. This is Sananda, It's delightful to be here, and I, too, am looking out at the lovely lake. We've been sharing in the messages that you've gotten. We've been sharing our experiences, our point of view, so that you will understand that, yes, we are in a higher dimension, but we can also be right here next to you. And when I come for these shows, I come literally to be with Catherine. And when I do, I'm seeing what she sees, and I'm in the environment that she experiences. And it's the same when I come to see you. I feel your presence, your energy. I feel the atmosphere around you. I feel the atmosphere of others around you. And so we are not distant in some other arena far from you, not at all. We are in another dimension, and that's why you can't see us, of course. But that other dimension is not up high somewhere in the sky. It's just a different vibration. And so we can be standing right next to you. You'll feel our energy. You'll feel the hum, perhaps, the tickling sensation when we come close to you. We like to do that. Those of you who are really aware and aren't afraid to acknowledge that you are psychic, you can feel it when we're there next to you. It's always, well, you can always identify us by the high vibration tickling sensation that you feel when we're close to you. And if you ask us, we'll turn that up so you can have no doubt that we are there with you. So we don't come into your dimension. You'll be hearing about this later in the week from Metatron. We don't come into your vibration from the higher vibrations because it's arduous for us. It's a stepping down process that requires concentration, a lot of energy, and really is not necessary once you have opened your heart and you feel us here with you. It also means that those of you who truly have faith will have no problem seeing us, and others will have to develop their faith to get to the point where you truly feel our presence. We're here nevertheless. We're not leaving just because you don't feel us. We try again. And if that doesn't work, we'll try again. We leave you signals and clues, and we nudge you sometimes. We also come into your dreams. Yes, we can do that too. Sometimes we will create a scenario for you so that you can feel the knowledge that we wish for you to have, so that you can see the images we wish for you to experience. If we feel that it's effective and will give you a better view on what's happening, we will create a dream for you. And so these days, as the energies rise and as you're being given all these tools to work with, pay attention to your dreams as well. Dreams are wonderful, you know. Once you've cleared away the darkness from your childhood and the conflicts within, the arguments that you have with yourself and the fears that you've experienced, once you clear all of that away, you won't have any nightmares. You won't have any bad dreams. If you have a dream that makes you anxious, look at it. Look at it closely. It could be a message from us and your higher self, of course. Your higher self is always in charge of creating the dreams and working with us to make them most effective. If you have a dream that leaves you feeling anxious, do not brush it away. Do not dread looking at it or thinking about it. Just the opposite. Embrace it. Look at it. Measure it. Walk around it. Poke and prod it. Until you understand what it is your higher self is trying to tell you. Is it a picture of you in fear of something? Then talk with your higher self. The message is probably, listen up. You have been afraid of this thing, this concept, this darkness, this person, all your life. It's time. It's time to set it aside. There's a good chance that that's what the dream is about. So don't fear your dreadful dreams. Use them as a lesson, as information, as the deepest signal from your inner self. You are capable of learning, and you learn most effectively when you use the principle that Meg and Catherine were describing a few minutes ago. Don't take it personally. If you have a bad dream, don't take it personally. Take it as information, as an assignment, let's say. Your higher self is saying to you, look at this. Take this seriously. This is the next step. This is the next thing you need to uncover and be done with. So, if you wake up from a bad dream, you can say, hooray! Hooray! I've just been given the key. I've just been given the key to my next forward. I will use this to understand what I need to know at this moment in order for me to raise my vibration and grow. It's an unusual way of looking at dreams, isn't it? But of course it makes sense. Why would you have bad dreams if not to teach you something? And when you think about it, what a favor your higher self is doing for you rather than allowing you to walk head on into the actual situation that would create this kind of upset. They're giving you a trail, a drama, a picture to look at so that you can resolve it before you jump into a situation similar to what you're dreaming. If there's someone in your dream who is dangerous to you or feels dangerous to you, take it seriously. Your higher self is telling you, be aware. This person is dangerous to you. Now, if you truly take these things seriously and acknowledge what you see and what you learn, you will make enormous leaps in your progress. And you'll free yourself from a lot of unnecessary trouble. It's a matter, isn't it, of learning to trust yourself. So, A nightmare does not come from some strange and mysterious place and force itself upon you. Nothing of the kind. A nightmare is of your own making. It is of your own thinking. It carries the symbols and the language of your inner self. So, if you awaken feeling upset, say to your higher self, thank you. Thank you for this reminder. Just as Meg has described. Thank you. That showed me what I need to be aware of. Thank you. Picture it. You can feel the same way toward your friends who say to you, you know, when you say that thing that you often say to me, it really hurts my feelings. Thank them. If your child says to you, don't yell at me, Mom, it hurts my feelings. Thank them. Tell them you don't want to hurt their feelings. It's not their fault. You'll have to find another way. This is the highest kind of discourse. And, of course, children are often the most skilled. You can learn a lot from them, can't you? If a child says something to you about their feelings, make a rule for yourself. Never discount a child's feeling. Take it seriously. Listen carefully. Let them know you're listening carefully. Just that alone helps the child. It helps them not to feel rejected or alone. That's most important to a child, isn't it? Ask them, if you truly don't understand what you can do to help or to fix the problem, ask the child, what do you think we can do to make it better? What do you think would help? At least it gives the child a sense that you're truly in it with them. Yes, there are some dilemmas in life that we just can't fix. We can't change everything and make it better. And children need to know that too. It's your intention that matters with you about children, because, of course, it's the tone and the attitude and the compassion I wish to see you develop towards yourselves as well. Why not? Kindness, compassion, true understanding, and generosity. This is what you need. And who better to provide it than yourself? It is a shift, isn't it? Most of you have been trained to be relentless in your criticism of yourselves. You were taught this is how you're going to become a good person, to be constantly picking at yourself, constantly judging, evaluating, critiquing. Now, when you take that attitude, that judgmental attitude towards yourself, you're really putting yourself in a position of saying, I am superior to you who are that self in the body there. And I'm telling you, you're a failure. You're not good enough. You're not strong enough. You're not beautiful enough. You're not smart enough. You got it wrong. You failed. Look at the words that you use, beloved ones. Failure, success, good, bad, right, wrong. All of those come from the dichotomy that was planet Earth. All these years in the third dimension, it was natural that you came up with those concepts. They are bipolar. It's no accident, is it, that one of the most troubling mental illnesses is named bipolar, because it is going from one extreme to another. But all of you, dear ones, all of you have been bipolar. One minute you think you're great. One minute you love your partner more than anything. The next minute you can't stand yourself or them. It's a terrible state of affairs when your feelings change from A to Z and back again. And that has been the way you've lived. Great happiness for moments and despair at other times. We're not looking for a balance, dear ones, not between those things, way up and way down. We're not looking for a middle ground. We're looking for the way up feelings, attitudes, beliefs that flow from it. We're looking for the high point all the time. So you don't need to compromise. You don't need to say to yourself, well, that's not real life. Yes, beloved ones, that is real life. Real life is exhilaration, is being thrilled to wake up in the morning, being delighted to see the sunshine, being delighted to stand in the rain. Just being delighted is the way life is supposed to be. And little by little, you're freeing yourselves. You're freeing yourselves from the grip of the cabal. Yes, indeed, you are. You're freeing yourselves from the grip of those around you who were dark, who were oppressive to you. They may not have been flat out trying to do you in, but anyone who gives you a hard time, makes you feel inferior or sad, why would you welcome them into close proximity in your life? Send them love and move away. Send them more love and move away further. That only makes sense if it's someone who's making you miserable. We've said this before, but it's worth repeating, isn't it? You're not in this lifetime to be miserable. That's not why you came. You're here to overcome, to experience challenges, yes, to acknowledge the obstacles, and then to find a way around, over, so that you can continue to go on. This is our goal, beloved ones, to go on, to be aware of the poignant feeling of knowing you have sustained yourself back, and say, yes, it was hard, but that was my finest hour. I can be proud of myself. And we don't mean in an arrogant way, or that you would even have to mention to someone else, just that feeling of abiding love and confidence and trust in yourself. Look to yourself, beloved ones. Do you trust yourself. If you do not trust yourself, how will you manage in the world? If you cannot trust yourself, who can you trust? If you truly take the position that you slip and slide, and sometimes you do the wrong thing, and you know it, and you've decided to continue doing the wrong thing just because. There's a kind of defiance in that, isn't there? Not defiance. That note of, yeah, I did it and I'm glad. You can hear the child's voice in that, can't you? Look to yourself. Look to the things you do to yourself. Do you ingest things that are toxic and pretend you don't notice? Do you cultivate habits that you know poisonous or destructive or dangerous? Now, we're not talking about a passion for mountain climbing. We're talking about recklessness, driving too fast, riding a motorcycle without a helmet, those kinds of things. Knowing that the conditions you're in are difficult or dangerous and deciding to do it anyway. That is the opposite of loving yourself. And you know it. You know what I mean. You know that there is no such thing as recreational drugs, for instance. How could there be? Anything that distorts your thinking or poisons your body is not recreation. It's self-destructiveness. Notice, beloved ones, this is very important. Notice, I am making no judgment. It's not a good thing or a bad thing. It's simply something you do. And it is up to you, in your free will, to decide. Would you prefer to bring your vibrations down or to bring your vibrations up? For those are the choices, really. In the end, those are the important choices. For anything that distorts your thinking or subdues your feelings or distracts you from your feelings will lower your vibration. And so it's up to you which direction you'd rather go. This is what we teach now. This is how we encourage you, by learning the difference. And so you notice all around you there are people deciding to be vegetarians. That is a very comfortable place to be, because given all the information you've gotten in recent years about the way animals are treated and the way your food is grown, you know that there is suffering involved when you eat an animal. You know that when you eat the meat of an animal, you are eating the feelings that they experience just before they were killed. Vegetables, on the other hand, have a different contract with us, as fruits do. You don't have to kill the plant to harvest the vegetables. And they have given their permission. The vegetable kingdom has given their permission to be of service to humankind, as most animals have not. And so, when you decide to have a diet that is completely vegetarian, especially now that the energies are rising, you'll find your body will really thank you. It is cleaner. It is lighter. And it will not lower your vibration. So when you're doing everything you can to help with your own ascension, to prepare yourself, you will look at all these things, all things around you, the people, the environment, the food you eat, the activities you take part in. You know from the way it feels whether it's good for you or not. We don't watch television because it feels bad. Most of what's on television is rather lowbrow anyway, don't you think? It lowers your vibration. Especially the way the news is handled these days. Only the worst of the information that the reporters can glean from the world. Well, maybe not only. Once in a while they have a story about a kitten and a puppy who become good friends. But mostly it's dredging up every kind of conflict all around the world. Anywhere that there is any kind of a conflict, you will hear about it. Do you hear about the peace treaties? Probably not. Do you hear about the places where people have said to each other, I'm just tired of this. We're tired of fighting. Let's find another way. And they do. This is happening around the world. Of course, you wouldn't know it if you didn't visit those places. You wouldn't know that in Iraq, for instance, there is great progress being made. They have managed to remove a dictator. Think of it. Countries are able to vote out a dictator and to do it without bloodshed. It is a true triumph. Iraq is a very ancient country, but it's new to this kind of freedom. There are still places where there is upheaval, but it's not the whole country, and the government is really making wonderful progress. There are people there who are awakening and who feel genuine hope, who feel the sense of positive regard for one another, who experience the optimism of looking across the desk at a colleague and thinking, you know, we can do this. We can do this together. It is happening. It's happening in many places all across the Middle East, across Africa, and across all the world. Places in Asia that have been silent are opening up. It's no longer easy for dictators. They are being exposed all the time. And so it will become too difficult, too bothersome, too dangerous for a dictator to try to continue their destructiveness. As the energies rise, the level of light on the planet is increasing. As the light increases, there is a predictable dynamic, and that is that people of low vibration can't stand it. It's uncomfortable for them. It's as if you've lived all your life in the tropics, and suddenly it begins to snow, and you don't know what to do about it. It feels odd to you, whereas the Inuit people would cheer with relief and happiness. So you see, we have similar conditions now. As the energies rise, those who are of low vibration will become more and more uncomfortable. And this is why we're working so hard right now to help you to raise your vibration so that you go along with Mother Earth, because if you don't, you will be very uncomfortable. Those of you who've had what we call ascension symptoms, do the same thing as we just discussed with the bad dream. If you have a headache, say, thank you. Thank you, Creator, who's sending this powerful energy. I am raising my vibration. I am being tuned to a more exquisite, higher level. I welcome it. I embrace these energies that are coming for me. When you do that, beloved ones, you will feel healthier. You will feel any disease that you have been suffering with melt away. Because disease, like people who are of low vibration, can't stand it in a light, high vibrational environment. It isn't easy, we know that. And if you still have an illness, we're not blaming you. It's difficult to raise your vibration. It's also very difficult when you're sick and you're in pain. We know that. But we're encouraging you, because this, beloved ones, is the way out. It's the way forward. It's the way upward. We await you with open arms. We cheer you on day by day. We're here with you all the time. And we celebrate your glorious progress. It is Sunday, the day when all those teenagers and young people come out to show off their cars. They paint them in bright colors, and they drive together in a pack, and they feel pleased with their accomplishments. It is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful time. We are so delighted to be here with you, working to accomplish this amazing and glorious project that we began so many years ago, in Earth time, of course. Thousands of years we've been working toward this. Now, let me remind you, when we talk about raising your vibration, we're really talking about raising your vibration to the place where you were before you came here. All of you have been to the fifth dimension. That's where you came from. This healing and training work that we're doing now is to help you raise your vibration in your body to match the fifth dimension where you came from. Now, that doesn't sound so hard, does it? Since you've already experienced it. But, of course, you didn't experience it in a body. And you didn't experience it surrounded by people who would perhaps try to hold you back. And that's lessening, too. You'll notice that. It is a challenge. Of course it is. But it is not impossible. Because all of you have this in your soul memory. The feeling of being in higher dimensions with me, with angels, with your guides, with your loved ones who are now there waiting for you. Come with me. Be fearless. Raise yourselves to that place that you know as paradise. It is all part of the plan. Moving up this ladder, raising your vibration, so that now you can move from where you are into higher dimensions and take your body with you. Yes, it is a challenge. Of course it is. You'll need to leave behind a lot of things. But the rewards, beloved ones, the rewards are more than worth it. You won't regret it, I promise you. We will celebrate with you. Raise your vibrations, loved ones. Use the exercises and the techniques and the reminders and the meditations and the tools that we've given you. It's been several years now that we've been working to develop this collection of helpful tools here, and of course there are others who channel us, who are helping. We don't mean to leave out anyone. It's just this group of lessons and tools are specifically designed to work together and are also designed to work at a very high level. You have access to what Gabriella has called the master class. Notice that when you go to the Facebook page, it is not a Facebook page like any other. It is a master class. You will have a chance to practice, just as Meg was describing, practicing every word you speak, every thought, every action. That is the goal. To be completely aware, completely in tune with your heart and mind. And when we connect in that way, it will make it easier for you. Your higher self knows. It's just waiting for you to make contact, to ask for help. Do it. Say to yourself, higher self, are you listening? I need your help here. I want you to nudge me. I want you to encourage me. I want you to pour love all over me. And dear ones, you will feel the love. You only need to bask in it, absorb it, and accept it. It is your birthright, this connection to deep love. It is what you're made for. The best part about being human, to be able to feel that kind of love. We are here with you always. We encourage you. We delight in your successes. And we even delight in the things you would call failures, because we know that you will pick yourself up and brush yourself off and say, "Oh, there. That was a good one. Now I get it. Now I see what I was doing. And that means I can do it differently." Take hold, beloved ones. Be fearless. You see, in the higher dimensions, we're fearless because we know that fear is a response to something that is an illusion. The illusion of darkness, the illusion of evil. There are many things on this planet that are illusions. Of course, this is a real body you're in. Of course, these experiences count. But remember, the darkness is subsiding. And what will come is the truth. The truth of life is that light and love are all there is and are all that matters. I send you my endless love, encouragement, compassion. There are no words to describe how much I care about what you're doing. Know that I'm with you. I am your Sananda. Namaste, all. Namaste.
Thank you, Sananda. Thank you so much for your message of encouragement, of helpful awareness.
Oh, yes. I had a feeling there was something new and important in there. I'll bet you know what it is.
Well, I know what I picked out. I bet you everybody has. Everybody listening, I bet you has a part of that that was really good. He touched on some wonderful things. The part that I loved that really spoke to me is so often when we're raising our vibrations, we continue, because we've been so trained, to go, "Oh, that was wrong. That was the wrong decision. Why did I do that?" Or, "Right. Oh, I got it right. Excellent." And this good, bad, right, wrong, you know, pendulum swinging. And I loved, he gave me a new way to think about it. He said, "Which direction do you want to go? Do you want to raise your vibrations? Or do you want to lower your vibrations? There's no judgment. It's just, which direction do you want to go? It's the master's choice." And he said, "Anything that distracts you from your feelings lowers your vibration. Anything that dulls your senses from the world around you lowers your vibrations." And he said, "You'll know by how you feel when you're doing it." So if we bring our awareness to the moment on how do I feel, and I can think of something in my life right now that I just got clarity on, is I don't feel great doing this, but I'm still lacking some clarity. My mind is still involved. And so now I know, oh, I just don't feel joyful doing this. I'm going to make a different decision. And then I'll be in a new position. And I'll say, oh, well, then how do I feel now? Because sometimes I think we make decisions thinking we're going to feel a certain way. It's just a guess. You know, and I don't know how I'll really feel until I actually make the choice. And then I'm in a new place to feel. Well, is it what I thought it would be? How do I feel now? And then you choose again. Oh, shucks, I really thought that was going to make me feel better, and it didn't. So let me choose again. And I think we get paralyzed on the fence. You know, I remember one thing you said, Catherine, that was helpful at the visual centering workshop when you were here. You said, people who have been judged become paralyzed. And and I really resonated with that. And I think this is helpful here, is when we become judges, we become paralyzed into no action because we're so worried about making a good or bad choice. And I think all we can do is jump off the fence and feel. And then, oh, shucks, I'm on the wrong side. Okay, jump back over. That helped me a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I was feeling. This, which would you prefer? That's all it is. It's just we have free will, and so we can decide whatever, you know, if we want to raise our vibration or if we want to lower our vibration. It's so simple, but it's so hard to accomplish. So I think this is why they're always saying to us, be compassionate. Be compassionate with yourself. This is a hard project. I thought of something as you were talking to. That acknowledgement that what we're being asked to do is to change ourselves, to pull ourselves out of the system that we have been immersed in all our lives and recreate ourselves in a new way. Well, sometimes it's easier not to. So here's where it gets tricky. If you see yourself doing something that you know is lowering your vibration, you could say to yourself, oh, it makes me feel bad to think about that. So I'm not going to think about it. Humans are endlessly creative and tricky. So we can even convince ourselves that, oh, well, this person's giving me something to do that I find unpleasant, and I don't like changing, so therefore it must be of low vibration, so I'm going to ignore it or avoid it. No,
mm-hmm.
We haven't said it's easy. In fact, I used to joke about this when I first started teaching the visual centering. I would, and I still, I think, will say this to people, this process is not for sissies. It really requires that you want something higher for yourself. And that you're willing to do some work to get there. And the work is basically focus and determination and eye on the ball. You know, I want to do it in a higher way. I want to do it in a more brilliant way. It's like any other skill, I think. You know, people who are training for the Olympics, the ones who are most open and free are the ones who become champions. You can see it in their eyes. I used to love watching because now they have much better camera coverage, and they always do these close-ups of the athletes who are about to perform. And you can look at their faces and look into their eyes, and you can tell which ones are going to do it, which ones are really going to hit it. Because they are clear and they are laser focused. Nothing distracts them. Nothing pulls them off their balance. They know they're going to do it. That's what we're looking for here. That's the feel of it. It's, I know I can do this. I know I'm going to be good at this. It's in my nature to be good at it. And it is. I felt, I saw, you know, when Sananda was talking, he gives me images so I know where he's going. And he showed me where we started before we came here to this life. I saw us gathering there, getting ready to step down and go into the baby as the soul that we came here to be, as the person we came here to be. And I saw us coming down from the higher dimension into this body. Mm-hmm. And now we're growing, and here's the ladder in front of us that's taking us right back to where we started, where we came from. So mm-hmm. it was like there was this ledge that we were standing on before we leapt into this body. And now we have a ladder, and we're climbing the ladder back up to the ledge where we started.
Hmm.
So it has to be possible. We've already been there. We've already done that. So of course we can do it again. Of course this time we have to take our bodies with us. That's a little tricky. But when you take that position of being really loving and appreciative towards your body, that this is our precious vessel, this is our gift that we were given to come here and experience this, it makes it easier. The feeling is, this belongs to me. I'm in charge of it now. And I want to do a really good job of helping this body along, taking care of it, nourishing it, nurturing it so that it can go the distance. So I think that's what they're trying to help us with now. And I think that's our challenge. I think that because we have so many messages coming through, that we're going to have a short call today. I was thinking that there might be someone else coming to visit today, but I think they're going to keep that, they're going to hold that off for Wednesday night. So we'll have a visitor on Wednesday night, and I will announce before then. But I think today that was the message that Sananda wanted us to get. He's here with us, and here's the next step. So I don't think there's anything I can add. Is there something you'd like to add, Meg?
No, I really enjoyed this message. I'm going to have some new things to, some sweeter, softer ways to do the work, which is lovely. I like how they keep making us get sweeter with harder work. I really appreciate that.
That's a really nice way of putting it. Yes, it is how it feels. They're tender and tough with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And each message gets a little tougher and more tender. Oh, it's so amazing. And mm-hmm. so fulfilling to be involved with this right now. It feels like such a privilege and a pleasure to be on the forefront of doing these things. How many people on the planet know what we know now?
Mm-hmm.
We're really being guided. We're really being asked to take the banner.
Yes.
It's thrilling.
And along the way, we just get to be happier. So That's a nice side effect.
A fabulous side effect.
We don't have to wait in order to get the good stuff. We get to enjoy it.
Right.
And just get higher. Mm-hmm.
I remember that there was a time when I was younger that I used to think people talk about joy and talk about loving their lives. And I used to think, what is that? How is that possible? And I knew that I was missing something. I knew that I was missing the exhilaration and the thrill. And it wasn't until I made contact with higher beings that I felt that joy.
Mm.
It was mixed in with the love they were pouring down. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, this is it. This is what I was missing. This feeling of just joyful exhilaration and anticipation and expectation that something wonderful is happening. And I'm right in the middle of it. And I love it.
Well, I have to take that moment and share that with people and give a little plug for people if they're considering joining you for the retreat, because as somebody who's been at two different times, one for 2 weeks and one for a long weekend, it's very catching when you're all together and the exhilaration just gets higher and higher and higher. I remember feeling that way in Puerto Rico. It was an exhilarating moment at 9 a.m. and then something else at noon, and it got higher at 4 and then even higher at 8. It was, you thought your head was going to pop off with so
yes.
much joy and high vibrational conversations and interactions. And you got mm-hmm. so in touch with your own divinity by being around people whose only intent was to know their own divinity and do the work, that it just shot you to the moon. And so for people that maybe are in a place feeling where you were and hear your voice now, know that they can be that very quickly, now even quicker than even a year ago, even 6 months ago, even a month ago,
yes.
because we're so supported in this work that when we do collect together, when we do gather with mutual intention, it is so fast. The layers peel off so quickly. So I just encourage anyone listening now or in the archives, if you get a chance to join Catherine in High Falls with Gabriella, surrounded by the beautiful mountains, just take the time for yourself. I just can't speak enough about that, how different my life is because of that, just higher and more happy and joyous. And so I'm glad that I got the opportunity just to share that and encourage people. It's once in a lifetime chance and so thrilling. I'm glad you're having it, Catherine.
Oh, well, thank you for your eloquence, too. Yes, it has been a pleasure and a delight. I can tell everyone anytime that Meg comes to them, one of these, it is a pleasure. So, yeah, I think it's important for people. And if always the right people arrive to do exactly what's needed, you know, we do set a limit. It's really 14 is the absolute maximum. And you'd be surprised how many times exactly 14 people will show up. You know?
Mm-hmm.
When I set the maximum at 12, exactly 12 people were able to come. So we do announce it sort of last minute, and that seems to be okay because it works out just the way it should. So I should also make a really brief announcement that often people will write to me and say, I'd like to have a private session after the RV. And that's when I want to schedule with you. Well, I have to warn people, I probably won't be scheduling very many private sessions after the RV. So we're going to be doing big groups. We're going to be really taking this to a new level. So I'm not sure about whether I'll even be available to do the individual sessions. But we will continue to do the visual centering and to do groups as you've described. So, with these wonderful things from Sananda already on the record, I think it's time to close with our beautiful music, which I hear about four times a day whenever somebody wants to come through. Here we are, the world. And now they've started teasing me. It used to only be Sananda who would use that. And if I heard that music, I knew it was Sananda. Well, now they've all started doing that. So I have to identify who it is by the way it feels. So they like to play. But it is fun. I'm getting so I can tell all of them apart by just, you know, the energy. I just say, come closer so I can feel who it is. And they do.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine, for the wonderful time you spent with us today and your energy and for being here to bring this through. We are so grateful.
Oh, and thank you, Meg.
Mm-hmm.
So long, everyone, until Wednesday night at 8 Eastern Time.
Very good.
So long.
Bye, Catherine.
See you then.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Great big family, and the truth, you know, love.